All right, God bless. Tonight, I'm going to readdress a subject matter that I touched on nearly a year ago to the day, so to speak. And I call this the magnitude of Pentecost. As we prepare for our celebration this Sunday, I think it's appropriate to readdress the subject matter. Pentecost was such a phenomenal day in all of human history, let alone Christianity itself. And as we prepare to celebrate such a supernatural event, I think it would be appropriate to think about what we might not have. Let me rephrase this. One, two, three. I think it would be a good thing to take a moment and think about what we wouldn't have if Pentecost did not happen. And I would say Pentecost is probably the most important event in all of human history, and not just Christianity alone. It was an entirely new beginning and a fresh start. Because on that day, they were filled with Holy Spirit from on high. Additionally, they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And things really began to move on the day of Pentecost, didn't they? And they're still moving. And God has performed many miracles over the course of time, from creating the heavens and the earth to raising Christ from the dead, which was just part one of his master plan to get mankind back into his presence. But do you think he knew what he was doing through what he wanted to achieve through Christ? I would think so. But sometimes it's a good thing to just pause and think for a moment. You know, God has called us to be his children, and there's no greater thing for man to become than a child of the Most High God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the gift of Holy Spirit is what makes one a born-again believer. So in anticipation for this upcoming Sunday, I want to look at just a few things here tonight to get prepared for what's to come. And I'll start off by saying this. Many Christians may realize the day of Pentecost as much as the average person understands what Cinco de Mayo is all about. And it's funny, for the longest time I had no idea what Cinco de Mayo was all about, and then I thought it had to do with Mexico's independence, and it turns out that's not what it's actually about. But the average person just views it as a day on the calendar to eat out and to get a few margaritas. You get the picture. For Pentecost, it's a day to go to church and march in a parade called Festa, and for those of you that drive down the side streets of Point Loma to get to Point Loma Assembly, you'll notice that those famously colored flags have already come up, which are part of the Catholic Church's way of celebrating their idea of Pentecost. And they celebrate with this big feast, music, and other things of that nature. But I'm not sure that too many people realize the significance of what Pentecost actually is. Before the day of Pentecost, access to God was incredibly limited through a high priest just once a year. But when man fell, at the fall of man, God went straight to work and began to put into action this master plan, as I've called it before, so that you and I could live in harmony with one another as the body of Christ. Because God wanted to maintain that originally intended spiritual connection with his man whom he created. But of course, it didn't take long for man to drop the ball and lose that spiritual connection. You know, I kind of wonder from time to time what life could have been like if the fall of man never occurred. But God's master plan got us to where we are today at this moment in time. Remember what we talked about 2 weeks ago? Three phrases. Someone is coming, someone has come, and someone is coming again. And which we are now in the middle stage of the one who has come and the one who is coming again. And the great mystery that has been hid for many generations has been revealed. Because the day of Pentecost is the fruit of Christ's birth, death, and resurrection, of which all of these things were done to lead us to the point of becoming born again of God's Spirit permanently. Because once you receive the gift of eternal life, that's it. We are all heaven bound and all hell can't even stop us. And it doesn't matter the kinds of mistakes you might have made or the mistakes you might make, because we will all make mistakes. It's part of the human nature. And that's the reality which began in Genesis 3:15 when God made the promise of the promised seed. And the great mystery was mentioned in Colossians chapter 1. Well, let's look at it. Colossians 1:25. You could probably quote this without even looking. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. You see, God hid this from many generations, quite literally thousands upon thousands of years. He kept this entire thing a secret because had the enemy would have known the effect that this would have on the world today, he would have never crucified Christ, the Lord of glory. But you know that's not all. Because Pentecost brought forth not only the gift of Holy Spirit without condition, but it also brought forth the manifestation of the reception of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." You know, there are many things that I'm not sure the apostles understood or even knew going into the day of Pentecost. Do you suppose that they knew that on the day of Pentecost that they would speak in tongues and that would be the evidence of the manifestation of the Spirit? Do you think they had any prior instruction as to what, you know, other than what Jesus told them, that the evidence of the manifestation of the reception of Holy Spirit would be speaking in tongues? You know, I don't think so. I'm not so sure. But what a surprise that was. What a surprise that must have been, because here they were gathered in the temple waiting for the promise of the Father. But guess what? They didn't necessarily know what the promise of the Father really was. I mean, Jesus alluded to it, but, you know, by saying the Comforter shall come, I've got to go away again, or I've got to go away so I can come and be with you, the Spirit of Truth, all of these things. But he didn't say that 50 days after he ascends that they would go to the temple and experience this miracle of all miracles of speaking in tongues. It wasn't all that black and white. But here we are, which we now refer to this occasion as the birthday of the church. I want to close out, sort of semi-close out, by reiterating the idea that there was no that if there was no Pentecost, there would be no church. If there was no church, there would be no us or any other person on this earth that is born again of God's Spirit. And the average person does not realize this, because the magnitude of Pentecost reaches far into what I'm going to call the trenches of Christianity. The deepest realities that you and I are able to live are rooted in the day of Pentecost. And in Acts chapter 2, probably look at this stuff a little bit more in detail this Sunday, but in Acts chapter 2 it says, verse 1, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." I'm going to keep the recording going because we're going to take this time to operate the worship manifestations. Here we are talking about speaking in tongues, but of course, coinciding manifestation that also came would be the interpretation of the tongues. So I'm going to take some people off of mute to manifest tonight. Mikas's Dan and Rebecca, I'm going to take you guys off of mute, and I'd like you to have tongues with interpretation, please.
My dearly beloved ones, it truly brings great joy to my heart to know that you walk in truth, that you are committed to being my lights in this world, to being my ambassadors. And your path, my children, as you read my word, as you walk my word, my children, truly signs, miracles, and wonders will follow. And I am with you. I am with you always as you await the return of my son to gather you together.
Kiriantea, Shunkuntarianta. Mumum Vishundare, Poyayatai, Pokuriente, Papa Vishinde, Shinderiente, Pushunda, Pushundarianta, Oyasha, Pushundarianda. Oh, indeed, my little ones, I can call you my little ones because indeed you are. And I, your God, I am the big one. I am the big one, meaning you look no further for any other. For I am all in all to be and always have been and always will be. Trust in that. Lean to me. Reach out to me. I haven't moved. I'm always there. I've numbered your hairs. My love doesn't have any ending. And your desire needs to be in terms of fulfillment of loving me, because I first loved you.
Yeah, amen to that, huh? Because just like on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came upon them and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is just a miracle of all miracles what occurred on that day. So gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reality that we live of having your spirit within each and every one of us without condition, without having to pay a toll or a price or you name it, Father. It's just freely given to us. And there's not a day go by where we're not thankful for that. So I lift up to you each heart on the line this evening that they're just blessed and fulfilled by power of the Spirit of God within each and every one of them. Pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.